Welcome to Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. Anything and everything you need to know when it comes to your real estate needs right here in the state of Arizona.
Hello, Arizona, and welcome to this episode of Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Jason Bates, the lender who lives in and is a part of your community. If you would like to reach out to the show, then I would love to hear from you. And you can do so by visiting my website at www.valleyofthesunrealestateshow.com. And from there, you can connect with me on any social media platform, even email me, even call me directly. So whatever you're comfortable with, I'm comfortable hearing from you. So please reach out to me. Love to hear from you. And if you're listening to me on iTunes, please write a review of this podcast, as it is one of the ways that I use to help improve the show. So I really appreciate if you could take the time to write a review there for me. Now, on this episode, I'm once again joined by Tracy Swift of Coldwell Banker. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Jason?
Awesome. On a Saturday morning here. So I really appreciate taking time out of your day to speak about this topic. I think this is an important topic. I think it's one that a lot of people, I know I wasn't aware of it when it first came out, or not first came out, but when you brought it to my attention, and that is just about the SEER rating and the changes to the SEER rating that are taking place this year.
Absolutely. Actually, there's two things going on right now that are really big with respect to the SEER rating, which relates to heating and cooling, as well as the energy efficiency of the product, of its, you know, the heat pump or the air conditioner, and also changes as well to the energy efficiencies of the hot water heater. So we kind of have two different laws kind of going into effect within the past 4 months. So we'll start off with the water heater one.
Hang on one second though for me real quick. Tell everybody, you know, how to get in contact with you, where can we reach you? Cause you're a great realtor and I want everybody to reach out to you if they're looking to purchase a home. So let everybody know how we can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can always call me. I always have my phone, 480-599-7746. And I can be reached at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y dot Swift, S-W-I-F-T, at AZ Moves. That's AZ like Arizona Moves, plural, .com. And you can find me on Facebook. I'm under Phoenix Fun, capital P, capital H, capital X, Fun is my community page. And my Twitter handle is SwiftlySaid38. And I have my own personal website, Tracy.Swift at CB In Touch. So it's C like cat, B like boy, CB In Touch, all one word, .com. All right. So you can find me either any of those sites or at my phone number.
All right. Awesome. And please reach out to her. She really knows her stuff when it comes to real estate. So she is a good person to have on your team for sure. Okay, so before we get into, you mentioned like the AC and the hot water heater. Explain, what is SEER? What is that?
Okay. Well, it is the seasonal energy efficiency ratio, and it basically is a measurement of the energy efficiency of the unit itself. And this is tested by, you know, engineers, and they kind of check how efficient the unit is over the cooling season. So in this case, we're going to talk about air conditioners because we hardly use heat here. So, right. But it basically is measuring the energy output, and the more efficient it is, obviously the less energy you use. Gotcha. So that's basically what a SEER rating is. It's an energy efficiency ratio, and it's tested in labs, and then there's a number assigned to the actual air conditioner unit as to how, what the SEER rating is, 13, 14, etc.
Awesome. Okay, so now we've had then, you've brought to my attention, we've got some changes that have taken place, right? It looks like April or something like that, that these changes had are implemented, or it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the government coming in saying all cars have to meet a certain minimum miles per gallon standard, right? This is kind of what this is?
Pretty much. I mean, it's a national situation. Yep. when it comes to air conditioner units, it tends to be more geographical because obviously in the Southwest, we have a higher use of air conditioning. So we need a higher SEER rating on our air conditioners here.
Right.
But overall, the whole country is involved in it. So it's not just a state regulatory, it's a national law. And it is very similar to what you said about having miles per gallon. And it's just really there to reduce the strain on the grid and to be more energy efficient.
Okay. All right, cool. So now with these changes, these are all for, like, if you were to buy a new home, for example, since it's after April 2015, we're now in August 1st, 2015, we can assume, or you can assume as a consumer, that these new ratings will be part of the appliances or the AC units that are in the home, right, on a new home.
I mean, we would expect that to be true. It depends when they started building the home. If they did it before,
gotcha,
they could probably get away with it because there is existing inventory and it is allowed to be sold until it's no longer available. But my hopes would be, and in talking with many of the home builders here in Arizona, most of them are touting that they have the new energy efficient air conditioners and water heaters. So definitely if you're buying from a new build, definitely ask those questions. And obviously, if I was your realtor there, I'd be asking that question and saying, what kind of systems are you putting in there? Because when you're buying a new home, you don't want to start off with an air conditioner that's already outdated.
Right.
I think the builders are kind of ahead of the curve. They're usually the ones who know about these regulations before the general public. So yes, I would say in general, they should be built with the new standards, but I'd still double check because not everyone's honest about stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. No, and that's good to know. I didn't even realize that if you started building a home that you could still be subject to some of those old appliances. So it's good to that's good information. That's great. Okay, so now with that being said, now what about like existing homes? Is it possible, and I'm just going to throw this out there, is it possible if I were a buyer purchasing a home to ask for a new AC unit, even though it's not to stand, you know, to today's standard? I mean, is that a bad thing? Good thing? It's very competitive here, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think anybody's going to have a lot of luck in getting a brand new air conditioning right. unit on a home, especially in this current market. But here's what I would recommend when you're getting your home inspected and you're a buyer, you're going to want to talk to your inspector and say, this air conditioning unit, this hot water heater, what do you see the life expectancy? Now, they're going to give a general range of the age, the size of the unit, but they would be able to tell you what the rating is on that air conditioning unit or the hot water heater. Now, obviously, if the homeowner put it in 2 years ago and it's working fine, most air conditioners can last anywhere from 10 to 20 years.
Right.
So is it really going to impact you as the new buyer? Not in the immediate future. Now, if you're buying a home that has a 25-year-old air conditioning system like mine does, yeah, I think I would adjust my bid accordingly, you know, and kind of maybe do a little bit more research. Talk to the, you know, when you ask your agent, have your agent call the homeowner even before submitting the bid and saying, you know, how old is the AC? Can you give me that information? Because you really want to know if I'm going to be out this, especially if you have two AC units on your home, it's going to be very expensive. Now, we can't expect the buyer to put it in because all it has to do is be in working order. But at the same point, you'd want to know that information. So when you bid accordingly, knowing I need a new AC and it's going to cost me $20,000, you know.
Well, again, it's a good point because it's hard, right? As a buyer, if I'm mm-hmm. buying a house and that home inspector says, hey, that AC unit's probably got another 2-3 years left.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough position to be in because, as you just said, it works. It's functional. Mm-hmm. And so the seller, if I'm the seller, I'm like, hey, that's your problem. You want the house or do you not want the house? Especially in today's market, right? I mean, today, you know, August 2015, it's very competitive. We're seeing multiple offers on homes. You know, low inventory, many buyers out there again. And so prices are starting to increase. So as a seller, hey, I'm not replacing, because again, like you said, it's expensive. And with these new SEER ratings, it's even more expensive, I would imagine. And yeah. So, man, it's a tough position to be in, right?
Yeah, it's a bit tough, you know, and I would say to, you know, the average buyer or seller, you know, if I own a home right now and my air conditioner is working, like, for example, if I put my home on the market, I know I'm going to get questioned about my air conditioning being really old at end of life.
Right.
But I'm certainly going to price my house accordingly because I am a realtor. I would hopefully know how to price my own home. So I would discount it for that. Now that's, I'm being fair. Not everyone sees it the same way. People will say, you know what? I don't, like you said, I don't care. Not my problem. You want the house. That's the way it is. Right. So, you know, it really depends, you know, on the market and what's important to you. I mean, for me, I would love to have a more energy efficient air conditioner. And obviously when mine go, I'm certainly